الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected Ulama Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, one of the very important aspects of this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan, which has almost, before we can realize it, we've reached the dying moments of this Mubarak month. So blessed, and what a great opportunity it represents, is beautifully illustrated in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherein he said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْعِبَادِ مَا فِي رَمَضَانِ لَتَمَنَّتْ أُمَّتِي أَن تَكُونَ السَّنَةُ كُلَّهَا رَمَضَانِ. He said, if my ummah had to come to know the value of this month, they would wish that the whole year was Ramadan. As we mentioned previously, there is a deeper meaning to this hadith. They would wish the whole year was Ramadan. In other words, from a spiritual tarbiyah development aspect, the seeds that we will plant in this month, if they are planted correctly, then inshallah these actions will permeate for the rest of the year. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you look in his seerah, he devoted a very prominent section of this month to what we call abadi of masjid. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, majority of his time in Ramadan he would spend in the masjid. And we find that the markaziyat of masjid and the emphasis, this is unique to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Previous ummahs, they would have what we call soma'a, ibadat gahs, worship places, sometimes in the trunk of a tree, or sometimes a cave, or sometimes one solitary place wherein individually they would make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This markaziyat of masjid, emphasis and importance of masjid, we find to such an extent that Allah Ta'ala, when He speaks of Himself in the Quran, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily your Rabb, Allah, is Ra'uf and Rahim, benevolent, kind, merciful, compassionate. Allah's Zat is limitless, Allah's Sifat and attributes are limitless. Yet, two Sifat of Allah Ta'ala, Ra'uf and Rahim, Allah Ta'ala ascribes this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Allah, for the entire creation, is Ra'uf and Rahim. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bil mu'mineen, when it comes to his ummah, he is Ra'uf and Rahim. Despite being Ra'uf and Rahim, despite his mercy, this the ummah breaking its link from the masjid disturbed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that he said, لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ آمُرَ فِتْيَتِي فَيَجْمَعُوا لِي حُزْمًا مِّنْ حَطَبٍ ثُمَّ آتِي قَوْمًا يُصَلُّونَ فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ فَأُحَرِّقُهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. He said, I wanted to put someone else on my musalla in Masjid al-Nabawi, and then I would order the youngsters of Medina to gather firewood, and I would go and patrol the streets of Medina and see who is making salah at home and not coming to the masjid, and I would burn down those homes. Despite being mercy from head to toe, this is the extent to which Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam emphasized the markaziyat of masjid. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran speaks of the first masjid. But interestingly, the Quran does not use the word masjid. Allah uses the word bayt, inna awwala bayt. Inna awwala bayt, verily the first house. This doesn't refer to a house, it refers to masjid, Ka'batullah. But Allah says, inna awwala bayt. Ulama say, what is the analogy of bayt? Bayt, house. Naturally, your home is maskan, the place of sukoon, the place of itminan, the place of tranquility, the place which your heart attaches to. And wherever you go, there will always be this yearning to come back to the house. People go 40 days, 4 months in the path of Allah, what happens? As the time drags on, more and more, the heart starts to yearn to return back to its actual place. So this is the analogy, that masjid has to become bayt. Your life has to revolve around the masjid. Such must be the link and attachment with the masjid. Inna awwala bayt, Allah says, verily the first house. Wudhi'a lin-nas. It's in Alladhi bi Bakkah. Allah says it's in Makkah, but it's not only for Makkah, not only for the Middle East. Wudhi'a lin-nas. It is there for the entire humanity. And what is its effect? Mubarakan, barakat, wahudan lil alameen, and it is hidayat for the entire alam. The dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zara'in inda baytika al-muharram. Rabbana liyuqimu s-salah, faj'al afidatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. Cause the hearts of the whole world to be linked to this place. And let the thamarat and barakat and blessings of the entire world descend upon this place. Ka'batullah is the markaz of barakat. It is the markaz of rahmat. It is the markaz of hidayat. It is the markaz of the thamarat and the risk and sustenance of the whole world. And when Allah Ta'ala says, this is the first house, وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ, it has been placed for the entire humanity, in this is ishara, that wherever masjid throughout the whole world is established, there will be like how we have a wiring link for electric powerhouses. There will be a direct link with Ka'batullah wherever the masjid is. And the barakat, thamarat, rahmat, hidayat, hidden help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is constantly descending on Ka'batullah, the effect of that will spread to wherever the masjid is. This is why wherever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, the first thing he did was he established masjid. The more famous and preferred opinion about Quba, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped on the way to Madina Munawwara, is that 14 days he was there in Quba. There is even one narration in the books of history that 4 days he was in Quba. But what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He established masjid in Quba. The camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on a certain spot. He said to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, move the camel. The camel refused to move. Said to Umar radiallahu anhu, move the camel. The camel refused to move. Then he said to Ali radiallahu anhu, move the camel. The camel jerked violently. Ali ran back. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this camel has been ordered. On this spot a masjid must be established. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawm. Allah says that masjid, Masjid Quba, the foundation of which was on taqwa. Madina Munawwara with his own hands, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam partook in the building of the masjid. Such was the emphasis that was placed upon masjid. As Imam Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in his Hayatul Sahaba, he mentions one incident about the Banu Sulaym. Abbas bin Mirdas, his father Mirdas was the head or the chief of their worship place. And in that worship place, their main idol, its name was Dhimad. So the father was in charge of looking after the idol. And he told his son Abbas, his name was Mirdas, his son's name was Abbas. He told his son Abbas, whenever you face a problem, a challenge, a difficulty, go to Dhimad, in other words, the idol, and cling on to the idol and beg the idol, the idol's help will come. So Abbas bin Mirdas, one day he sees an apparition, a white ostrich walking towards him on which there is a rider. He understands clearly that this is nothing from this earth. This is a strange, frightening apparition. And this apparition addresses him. And he says, the time has come, the crux of what was said, that the time has come for the Nabi who was to be born on a Monday and who will come with the final message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His time and his period has come. And the flames of war have set, the heavens have been locked up, and the protection has been put into place. So prepare yourself. When Abbas bin Mirdas, obviously simple person living in the desert, looking after a worship place, which he had inherited from his father, when he sees this, he is afraid out of his mind. And he runs, according to the advice of his father, to his idol Mirdas, to his idol Dhimad. And when he reaches Dhimad, then from the idol, the sound, the voice comes out. Kullil qabaili min kulliha, kullil qabaili min kulliha, kullil qabaili min bani Sulaymin kulliha, halakat Dhimad, wafaza ahlul masjidi. Halakat Dhimad wa kana yu'badu marratan qabla al-kitabi ma'a an-nabiy Muhammadi. Innal ladhi waritha an-nubuwata wal huda ba'da ibni Maryam min Quraysh muhtadi. From the idol the sound comes out. Qul lil qabaili min bani Sulaym kulliha. They go and tell the entire Banu Sulaym, your entire tribe. Halakat Dhimad, the destruction of Dhimad, of idol worship, has taken place. And who will come? Faza Ahlul Masjidi, the people of the masjid have now come. Halakat Dhimad, Dhimad has been destroyed. Wakana yu'badu marratan, there was a time when Dhimad used to be worshipped. Qabla al-kitabi ma'an nabiyyi Muhammadi, now that the Quran has been revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Dhimad and the period of idol worship is over. Inna alladhi waritha an-nubuwata wal-huda, the one who has inherited nubuwat and guidance, ba'da ibn Maryam, after Isa ibn Maryam, bin Quraysh muhtadi, the time of the Quraishi prophet of hidayat and guidance has come. Miraculously, even the idols referred to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Ahlul Masjid. The time of the people of the Masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tuba. Tuba liman tatahhara fi baytihi. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith Qudsi. When Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mubarak. The first part of the hadith, Buyuti, Buyuti fil ardil masajid. Allah says, my houses on the earth are the masjids. Ammaruha, Zuwaruha, those who will make the masjid abad. Those who will make the masjid abad. Abadi of masjid refers to the amal that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established in Masjid al-Nabawi in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abadi of masjid is to make the masjid alive as Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the masjid alive. Abu Huraira goes into the marketplace of Medina and he says that the mirath and inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being distributed in the masjid. When the people heard the word mirath, obviously the mind went towards some financial return. So when they come to the masjid, what do they see? They see the halaqat of ta'lim, the halaqat of dhikr, the tilawat of Quran, the amal of masjid. So they say to Abu Huraira, you said that the mirath of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being distributed. Where is it? He said, this is the miras of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's houses on the earth are the masjid. Buyuti fil ardil masajid. Ummaruha, zuwaruha. Those who will make the masjid abad, they are the guests of the masjid. One incident is mentioned. Harun Rashid was a very great Khalifa amongst the Banu Umayyad dynasty. He was ruling over 3 continents at one time. One day he got upset and angry with his wife. And in that altercation, he became so upset that inadvertently he told her that, listen, by tomorrow morning, daybreak, if you are in the kingdom of Harun, then I give you 3 talaqs. Straight away, when he realized, when the anger cooled down, he regretted what he did. But talaq, salatun, jidduhunna jiddun, wa hazluhunna jiddun. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 3 things, even in jest, or whether you are serious, will fall. It's like a bullet fired already. It's a different matter than nowadays. Person says talaq, 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 and then person who's a muwahid, who believes in oneness, suddenly wants to ascribe to Trinity and make 3 into 1. And he says, no, I didn't mean it, I was angry. As if someone gives talaq when he's not angry. So then he wants to take it back. Like there was one person, he said talaq, 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 and then regretted. So he went to the mufti and he said, I didn't mean it. So the mufti said, bhai, you said talaq 3 times, it's 3 talaqs. The marriage has irrevocably broken down. So sometimes when people don't come right with the mufti, then they look for a grand mufti. So give a grand and get a fatwa. So he started looking around for a grand mufti. He found one. So the grand mufti said, listen, the talaqs didn't fall. So he said, why? So he said, you said talaq, but you didn't pronounce the qaf properly. You said with a kaf. So the actual mufti, when he heard about it, tell him that his nikah also didn't take place, because they also, instead of qabil tuha, he said qabil tuha. But that time they were not like this. Harun Rashid gathers the ulama, ruling 3 continents, fastest mode of transport. There was no supersonic jets. It was camel, horses. There's no way somebody's going to cross 3 continents by the next morning. So they said, listen, there's no majal, there's no way out. By daybreak tomorrow, she will be in your kingdom, 3 talaqs will fall. So he asked them that, are any of the students of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi alone? They said, yes. Abu Yusuf. 2 very famous students of Imam Abu Hanifa, Abu Muhammad and Abu Yusuf. One of them, Abu Yusuf. They said, he is present. So he said, send for him. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, when this was put in front of him, that I told my wife that by daybreak tomorrow, if you are in the kingdom of Harun, 3 talaqs will fall. Is there any way out? He said, yes. Without hesitation. So they said, what is the way out? He said, tell her to spend the night in the masjid, so that by tomorrow morning daybreak she is in the masjid, the talaqs will not fall, because the masjid is the kingdom of Allah. It doesn't fall in the kingdom of Harun. So the ulama looked at him, where did you get this from? So he recited the verse of the Quran, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. The masjid does not belong to any king or any hukumat. There everyone is on an equal plane, whether you are a king or a pauper, all in one saf. بُيُوتِي فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَسَاجِدِ. My houses on the earth are the masjids. Ummaruha zuwaruha, those that will make the masjid abad, Allah says they are the guests of the masjid. This is Hadith Qudsi. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah says, Fatuba, Mubarak, glad tidings to that person, liman tatahhara fi baytihi, to the one who makes wudu at home. And then those who have a little bit inkling of Arabic, what it should have been, ثم خرج إلى المسجد ثم ذهب إلى المسجد ثم جاء إلى المسجد ثم مشى إلى المسجد. He made wudu at home, then he walked or he left or he proceeded or he went to the masjid. But that is not what is there. What is there in the hadith? لمن تطهر في بيته ثم زارني. Glad tidings to the one who makes wudu at home, then he comes to visit me. Allah says he comes to visit me. فَحَقٌ عَلَى الْمَزُورِ أَنْ يُكْرِمَ زَائِرَهُ. Allah says it is haq, it is a right upon me, upon the host, that he should honor and make the ikram of his guest. Those who will make the masjid abad are the guests of Allah. Rasulullah ﷺ said, مَنْ أَلِفَ الْمَسْجِدْ أَلِفَهُ اللَّهِ. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. Inna lil masjidi awtada. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in my ummah there will be those who will be the pegs of the masjid. This word awtad, ulama say, is plural. The singular of it is watad. And watad means a peg. And the khususiyat and quality of a peg is that it is locked into the ground. You have to wrench it out if you want to move it. And it will remain locked on that spot. So they say exactly like that is the kafiyat of a Muslim in the masjid. That is why there is one saying, they say, Mathalul mu'min fil masjid kasamaki fil ma. The example of a believer in the masjid is like a fish in the water. وَمَثَلُ الْمُنَافِقِ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ كَالطَّيْرِ فِي الْقَفَصِ. And the sign and alamat of nifaq and hypocrisy, the example of a munafiq in the masjid is like a bird in the cage. It is waiting for the first chance to run. Otherwise, like a fish in the water, إِنَّ لِلْمَسْجِدِ أَوْتَادَى. Amongst my ummah, there will be those who are the pegs of the masjid. What is their maqam? What is their status? Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Al-malaikatu julasa'uhum." Again, those who understand the nuances of the Arabic language, what it should have been, "Hum julasa'ul malaika." They are in the company of the angels. By being in the masjid, they are in the company of the angels. It should have been hum julasa'ul malaika. But in the hadith it comes al malaikatu julasa'u. Understand this by way of example. They say if some pious person comes, what we say? Let us go and sit in the sohbat and company of that pious person, will benefit from him. This is al malaikatu julasa'uhum. That the malaika say to one another, let us go and sit in the company of this person. That maqam. In ghabu iftaqaduhum. If he is missing, malaika go looking for him. In maridu aduhum, if he is sick, the malaika go and visit him. In kanu fi hajatin aanuhum. Sa'd bin Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu comes in the riwayat that at the time of his death, ihtazzal arsh, the arsh of Allah shook in anticipation. The arsh of Allah shook in anticipation, of the coming of the soul of Sa'd bin Mu'az radiyallahu. Jibreel comes and informs Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has passed away that the arsh of Allah is shaking? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Sa'd was sick. So he rushes to the house of Sa'd bin Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sahaba say when he entered the house was empty. Sa'd was lying on a bed, yet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tiptoeing and walking, as if he's looking for some gap. They couldn't see anything. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? Why is it that you are walking like that? So he said, so many malaika have come that I was looking for space to walk in between them. So the people of the masjid, the pegs of the masjid, in maridu aduhum, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he is sick, the malaika visit him. And obviously, he's insan, there's some need, necessity, work. He can't remain in the masjid all the time. So he will have to leave. So what does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? In kanu fi hajatin aanuhum. If he has to go for some work, the malaika go and assist him so he can finish the work quickly and come back to the masjid. Sab'atun yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilla arshihi. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day when there will be no other shade besides the shade of Allah's arsh, one of the categories of people that will be given shade underneath the arsh of Allah, the word in the riwayat, rajulun qalbuhu mu'allaqum bil masjid. That ummati whose heart is mu'allaq, locked to the masjid, whose life revolves around the masjid. This is the alamat and sign of iman. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you see someone who is making the masjid abad, فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ, then give shahadat, give testimony that he has iman. And on this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the verse of the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. This is such an accolade, honor that Allah bestows upon the one who is Amirul Masjid, who makes the Masjid Abad. What is the closing expression of this verse of the Quran? أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. Allah says, these are the people on hidayat. In other words, kamil iman. Who will make the masjid abad, establish salah, discharge their zakat, and fear no one but Allah. Masjid is the heart. Hadith Qudsi, one athar it is mentioned, that Allah's azab that is imminent upon a locality, Allah's azab has reached the rooftops because of the extent of masiyat. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتْ, and Allah says that in that locality, there are a group of people that are making the masjid abad, engaged in istighfar, and waking up at the time of tahajjud, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ, waking up at the time of tahajjud, making dua to Allah and keeping the masjid abad, Allah says, and they love one another. They love one another for my sake. Saraftul adaba anin nas. That azab which was supposed to befall that entire locality, Allah says the azab is averted from that locality. Solution to the problems, difficulties, hardship that the ummah is facing. It's not a complex solution, it's a simple solution. The ummah has to come back to the masjid. Hadith of Rasul, in fact, this abadi of masjid, this amal of masjid, what we call the five amal of masjid, that our elders are emphasizing, that the ummah has to come onto this. This is extracted from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jalisul masjid ala thalathi khisal, akhun mustafad, kalimatu hikmah, wa da'watun muntadhara. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jalisul masjid, those who are keeping the masjid abad, you will find them on thalathi khisal, three qualities. Akhum mustafad, one brother benefiting another. In other words, infiradi dawat, infiradi talim. Kalimatu hikmah, ijtimai dawat, bayan, ijtimai talim. Wadawatum muntadhar, wa rahmatun muntadhara, infiradi dua, infiradi dhikr, infiradi ta'aleem. These amal of masjid are extracted from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, I will terminate on one hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully, what will Allah give you for abadi of masjid? What will Allah give you for abadi of masjid? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al masjidu baytu kulli taqi." Again, this word bayt. Al masjidu baytu kulli taqi. He said, "Masjid is the home of every person of taqwa." This month of Ramadan, we heard again in the Fajr Salah this morning. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah says, we gave you Ramadan, we gave you this fasting so that you become muttaqi. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, masjid is the home of every person of taqwa. His life will revolve around the masjid. Wa takaffalallah. This is what this means. Takaffalallah. Allah guarantees you. Allah takes upon himself. Allah is your kafil. In other words, if you don't get it, come and demand it from Allah. What? Five things. Allah promises five things to the person who will make the masjid abad. Takaffalallah. Liman kana al-masjidu baytahu. Allah is kafil. For that person who will make the masjid abad, five things Allah promises. Birrohi. One is, Allah will give him rahat. Allah will give him peace, sukoon, tranquility in his heart and in his body. One. Warrahma. He will be the recipient of Allah's mercy. Third. Waljiwazi ala sirat. Waljiwazi ala sirat. Allah will guarantee the one who makes the masjid abad that he will cross the sirat safely. He will cross the bridge over Jahannam safely. Ila ridwanillah. He will be the recipient of Allah's pleasure. Wa ridwanum min Allahi akbar. There is nothing greater than Allah's pleasure. Four things I mentioned so far. One is, Allah will give him rahat and sukoon in his body, in his mind, in his heart. He will be the recipient of Allah's mercy. He will cross the sirat with the speed of lightning. He will get the ridwan and pleasure of Allah. And the fifth thing Allah promises to the one who will make the masjid his home, whose life will revolve around the masjid, ilal jannah, he will become a jannah. Five things are promised on abadi of masjid. The solution, ulama say, our elders say, they say the example of the masjid is like the heart in the body. If the heart is strong, is healthy, then the whole body will be healthy. This is why Allah has opened this on the hearts of our elders, the importance of abadi of masjid, the importance of linking every ummati with the masjid. We ourselves have to become the pegs of the masjid, and we have to make that reality is linked. Every baligh Muslim male, his life is linked and attached to masjid and amal of masjid. Ramadan also is a mashq, is a training for that. That is why we find that alhamdulillah in Ramadan, the masjid becomes abad. That abadi has to remain, has to permeate beyond Ramadan. That is why we are encouraged to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make that effort. Our ijtima is coming also now. So inshallah, who is ready, my respected brothers? Who is ready to make niyat? Bhai, kya tashkil karenge? Brothers can make niyat, mashallah.